Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. Welcome back to our Consistency 365 series. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thanks so much for joining me today. How is your consistency going? How is your practice going? What has changed for you? I'm asking that question, and I really want you to pause to think about your own answer and not treat it as a rhetorical for somebody but not you. Because I know how easy it is, I know how common it is
to listen to all the things, to hear all the messages, to feel motivated and inspired, but not really have your behavior change in a way that creates results for you. So how is it going? I believe, as a business owner, that the more structure you have in your business, the more freedom you have in your life. And I believe that that is also true outside of business. The more structure you have, the more freedom you have. When I think about it in terms of business, if you don't have structure, every day you're just chasing all the tasks that need to be done. And it's like you're figuring it out for the first time over and over, and every day feels like you're just treading water and you can't get ahead. And I think a lot of people feel that way in their own lives. Like, I got to wake up, I got to empty the dishwasher, I got to make lunches for the kids, I got to get to work, I got to respond to all of these emails. Crap, we have no clean clothes. I got to do laundry. I have to order this thing. I forgot about this party next week. I got to pay these bills. The pool is busted. All of these different things that can feel like we're just putting out fires every day, and it's so much work. That's how business feels. That's how life feels when you don't have structure. But when you have structure, everything feels a little easier. I've noticed this with kids. So the first few months when the girls were home from the NICU, you know, they were so young. There's no routine. There's no system. There's no structure because everything's so wildly different every day. But as they've gotten older, they're now just 10 months old, although more like 7 because they were over 3 months early. But now we have a routine, at least to some extent. We certainly have a morning routine. We have an afternoon and evening routine. And it feels so much easier, right? I don't feel like I'm chasing my tail as much because I have a routine. That routine gives me a lot more freedom. I know that when the girls wake up, we change diapers, go in the bouncy seats for the first bottle. After the first bottle, they go in their high chairs. We do breakfast. After breakfast, they go on the floor. They have playtime. After their playtime, they go down for a nap. Because of that structure, I feel a lot more freedom. Without that structure, I was just juggling. Got to hold this baby. Got to burp this baby. Got to change this baby. Got to feed this baby. Got to wash a bottle. We need another bottle. What structures can you put in your life to create more freedom? When I don't have structure in terms of my workouts, every day it feels like a puzzle I have to solve. What am I going to do for a workout? When am I going to work out? Do I feel like working out? Am I doing it here? Or am I going someplace? And it makes it that much harder. When you have structure, there's a lot more freedom in that, and it doesn't feel so hard. So for me, that looks like I wake up in the morning, I go downstairs, I get my coffee, I go right out to my office, which is where my workout is. I walk first, and depending on how much time I have, I either walk for 45 minutes or I walk for 30 minutes, and then I lift. If for some reason the kids are up earlier than expected and I don't do it then, if it's a Monday, Wednesday, or Friday, I do it right after Roman goes down for a nap because we have a babysitter here with the twins. And if it's not a Monday or a Wednesday or a Friday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, I do it as soon as Roman goes down for bed at night. That creates so much freedom for me in having that structure. The same thing is true with breakfast. I don't have to think about breakfast because I have structure. When I come in from my workout, after I empty the dishwasher and I fold a load of laundry that's in the dryer, I start breakfast. It's bacon, it's eggs, and Roman gets blueberries. That's it. I either have bacon and eggs or just bacon with my coffee. That is my breakfast. 9 mornings out of 10. That 10th morning, it might be a cabbage bowl. It might be a protein smoothie. But most of the time, it's either bacon or bacon and eggs. That is my structure. And it creates a lot of freedom. The more structure you have, the more freedom you have. So how can you use that to make this easier? It doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be a fight. And if you feel like you're trying to figure it out fresh every single day, that tells me you don't have structure. Every weekend, I plan at least 4 to 5 nights of meals. This is what we're going to have. That instructs my grocery shopping, and I know what I'm doing for dinner every night. I don't have to figure it out like it's a new puzzle that I've never seen before every night. The more structure you have, the more freedom you have. Where do you need more structure? We'll see you tomorrow.